Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Ayin Beis. We are up to Sif Vav, the fourth to last line on page Resh Mem. We're about to turn to page 480. The Mechaber says in Sif Vav, he had a house that's between two courtyards. V'hu pasuach l'shneihem. This house opens up into both chatzeros. Ve'erav im shteihem. And he actually contributed to the erev of both chatzeros. Aval chatzeros lo ervu ze'im ze'. So even though this house in the middle contributed to both chatzeros on the two sides of the house, but the two chatzeros did not join together in one erev, so ein l'taltal kelim shevshasu bebatim mechotzer lechotzer aydei bayezesha mentayim. So one cannot carry kelim that started off Shabbos in one of the houses of the chatzer into the other chatzer by means of this house that is in the middle. So again, we have two chatzeros. They did not join together with an Erev. The only thing that joins them together is that there's a house in between that contributed to both Erevin in each chatzer, but they did not join together, so you can't carry from a house in chatzer A into chatzer B by means of the house that is in the middle. If you had, instead of a house between the two chatzeros, you had a wall that was 10 tefachim high, or you had the ground of one chatzer that was 5 tefachim higher than the ground of the other chatzer, and you built a wall that's 5 tefachim to be mashlim that wall to 10 tefachim. So 5 is the height of the ground of one tefach over the other, the ground of one chatzer over the other chatzer, and you added on a 5 tefach wall to get a total height of 10 tefachim. In both those cases, ein yecholim la'ariv yachad. That is considered a separation of a mechitza of 10 between the two chatzeros, whether it's fully a wall or it's half ground, half wall, but either way, there's a mechitza of 10 tefachim separating, and therefore the two chatzeros cannot join together in one eruv. If you had a wall that was 10 tefachim high from both chatzeros, v'hayu b'rosho peros, and you had on top of the wall fruit, b'nei shtei ha-chatzeros yecholem lahoridom l'chatzeros. So the members of both chatzeros are allowed to take the fruit down into their chatzer, v'chein lahalos olav miperos sheshosu b'chatzeros. They also can lift up onto the top of the wall from the fruit that started off Shabbos in their chatzeros, ol horidom mimenu l'chatzer acheres, and then take them down into the other chatzer. And this is all true, bein sha kosa rochav arba o eino rochav arba. So whether the wall is going to be 4 tefachim or not 4 tefachim, we'll see why that would matter in certain cases. But in this case, there's a wall of 10 tefachim separating two chatzeros. There's fruit on top of the wall. You're allowed to take off the fruit and bring it to either chatzer. Or you could bring fruit that started off Shabbos in either chatzer and bring it on top of the wall and then take it down into the other chatzer. This is all true whether the wall is 4 tefachim wide or not 4 tefachim wide. Aval peros sheshavsu babayis. But fruit that started off Shabbos in one of the houses, so then it depends. Ima kosa rochav arba asr lahalos lo v'lohorid bimenu. So if the wall is 4 tefachim, you cannot take fruit that started off Shabbos in the house to put it on top of the wall, and you can also not take it off of the wall. V'in eino rochav arba'a mutter. But if the wall is not 4 tefachim wide, then you can take fruit from the houses of the chatzer and place it on top of the wall. The Rama says, ubavad shelo yachlifu, as long as you don't swap it into the other chatzer. Ukedel el simin shin mem vav sif aleph, like we saw earlier in shin mem vav sif aleph. If the wall that was in between two chatzeros was 10 tefachim high from one of the chatzeros, v'lashnia eino gavoh asara, but from the other chatzer it's not 10 tefachim high, kegon shekarko shel echad gavoh mishel chavero, the case would be obviously that the ground of one chatzer is higher than the ground of the other chatzer. So the din is mi sheino gavoh lo asara, one who has the wall less than 10 tefachim from the ground of their chatzer, mutter lehishtamesh bo, they're allowed to make use of the top of the wall, af the kalim sheshoshu b'bayis, even with kalim that started off Shabbos in the houses of that chotzer. The hasheni, but the second chotzer where the wall is 10 tefachim high from that chotzer, osir l'shtamesh bo, they're not allowed to use the wall, af b'kelim sheshasu b'chotzer, even with kelim that started off Shabbos in the chotzer. V'hu sheyehei akosa rochav arba, this is all discussing if the wall is 4 tefachim wide. Aval imeinu rochav arba, but if the wall is not 4 tefachim wide, mutar l'shteyem l'shtamesh bo af menabatim, then they both will be allowed to make use of the wall, even from the houses, afilu erva kol achas liatzma, even if each chotzer made their own erev. This is a very busy sif, and now we're going to go start again the mechaber together with the mishabura. Let's begin the sif again, back on page Reish Mem. Case number one that we had is a bias shebein shtei chatzeros. You have a house that is between two chatzeros, v'hu pasuach l'shnehem, and the house opens up to both chatzeros, ve'erevim shnehem, and he joined together in the erev of both chatzeros. Aval chatzeros lo erevu zeim zeh, but the two chatzeros did not join together in one erev. So ein l'taltel kelim shevshasu bebatim mechatzer l'chatzer aidei bayis zeh shebentayim. So the mechaber says you cannot carry kelim that started off Shabbos in one of the houses of chatzer A into Chatzer B through this house that is between them. Says the Mishabura Sif Kotem Mem, Ein Lotalto, Rotzlomer means to say, Af agav de kelim sheshavsu bebayis emtzoi, even though it's true that kelim that started off Shabbos in the middle house, mutru otalto l'shteya chatzeros, you're allowed to carry them out to either chatzer, v'chein mehabatim shebishteya chatzeros elov, and also kelim that started off in the houses of each chatzer can be brought to this house on Shabbos. Mikom bakom still, mehabatim shebechatzer ze l'chatzer ze ayidei bayis haemtsoi oser. To take kelim that started off Shabbos in one of the houses of chatzer A into chatzer B through this house is not allowed. Dehoha chatzeros lo ervu bahadodi, because the two chatzeros did not join together in an eruv. V'dafka sh'ha'iruvin sh'asu lo'haya munach b'bayis ha'imtzoi. This din of the mechaber is true only when the eruvin that they each made in their individual chatzeros are not placed in this house that's in the middle. Ki'im b'sha'arei batim shebechatzeros, rather the eruv of each chatzer is placed in a different house of their chatzer. Aval im hinichu shtei ha'eruvin b'bayis ha'imtzoi, but if it happens to be that both chatzeros decided to put the eruv in this middle house, so nasu a'ideza mishutofen ha'kol yachad, so that would join together the two chatzeros as one, umutr l'taltel gam mechatzer zeh l'chatzer zeh, and you'll be allowed to carry freely from this chatzer to that chatzer. Ukein ha'idol ha'kamon b'simen shinai in chesef aleph, like we'll see later on in simen shinai in chesef aleph. So says the Mishabura again in Sifkat and Mem, if it happens to be that both chatzeros place their eruv in this house, that would in fact join them together. So the case of the mechaber where he's saying the house in between that contributed to both eruvin, but the two chatzeros did not make an eruv together, and therefore you're limited. It's talking about where each eruv of each chatzer is not placed in that house; rather, it's in a different house in each chatzer. Sivkotem mem aleph hoya bein shtei chatzeros kosel. This is going on the next case of the mechaber. Let's read in the mechaber again. Haya bein shtei chatzeros kosal gavo asar tefachim. You had between two chatzeros either a wall that was 10 tefachim high, o shahaya karko shel achas meachatzeros gavo mechavero chamisha tefachim, or you had the ground of one chatzer 5 tefachim higher than the ground of the other chatzer, va'osu olav mechitza chamisha lashim ulasara, and then you built up another 5 tefachim to get a total of 10 tefachim separating the two chatzeros. So the mechaber said ein yocholim la'ariv yachad. In both of these cases, there is a wall separate into chatzeros, and therefore they cannot contribute and make one big eruv together. Says the Mishabura Sif Katam Mem Aleph, Hoya ben Shei Chatzeros Kosel, Ubaze Einaf Kamina. In this case, it does not matter. Ima Kosel Rochav Arbo Olo, we saw in the Mechaber later on a chiluk whether the wall is 4 tefachim wide or not. In this case, it does not matter. Da Afilu Mechitza Daka. Even a very skinny mechitza, mafsekes beina chatzeros, it's a separator between the chatzeros, kevan shegavo asar, since it's 10 tefachim high, sifkotem men beis gavo asar tefachim, de pochos mizel lo choshev hefsik, if it's not 10 tefachim high, the wall is not considered a hefsik, the havik a chatzer echor, and then it's considered the two chatzeros would be like one chotzer, uma arvin echod ve'ema arvin shtayim, and then they would have to make one eruv together because it's one chotzer, and they would not be allowed to make two individual eruvin in the two chotzeros because it's not two chotzeros. Sevkotem mem gimel va'osu alav the kaim alon. We hold the hamachitza mitzarif la'tel la'ashim la'asara. If there is a mound, a tell that is 5 tefachim, and you build a wall on it, it's 5 tefachim. They join together to make a wall of 10 tefachim, and in that case, the din is as the mishabura now says in sevkotem mem dalad ein yoch. They can't make an erev together. The same way the Mechaber discusses one case of a wall that's 10 and another case where there's a mound that's 5 plus a wall that's 5 is no good to join together in one erev. So Zoktim Mishabura, the same thing would be true if one chatzar was 10 tefachim above the other chatzar, it was well one mound that was 10 tefachim, that also would be a separator and it would not be allowed to join together in one erev. Now we continue in the Mechaber on 480, the top line. Next case. So if you had a wall that was 10 tefachim high from each chatzer, and on top of the wall they were fruit. So the members of both chatzeros are allowed to lower the fruit into their chatzer. They can also lift onto the wall fruit that started off in each chatzer. And then take them down to the other chatzer. Whether this wall is 4 tefachim wide or not 4 tefachim wide. Aval peiro sheshasu babayis. But fruit that started off Shabbos in the houses, imakosa rochav arba osir lahaloslo. If the wall is 4 tefachim wide, you can't lift up the fruit to that wall. Velo lahori bimenu, and not to take off from that wall. Vim eno rochav arba mutter. If it's not 4, then it will be mutter. So let's see the mishabura on this case. So again, you have a wall that's 10 tefachim high between the two chatzeros, and there is fruit on top. We said, and they can all take it down. Says the Mishabura Memhei, Kid the Kaimalon Berosh HaSimon, like we passed in the beginning of the Simon, the Gagin VeChatzeros Rishus Achasein, the roofs and Chatzeros are all considered one Rishus, VeRosh Zeh HaKosa Lo'adif Migag, and the top of this wall is no better than a roof, so it's like a roof. VeDafka LeChatzeros, and Dafka, you can take off the fruit into the Chatzeros, Avalo LeBatim, Im Hurocha Varbo, but if it's more than 4 wide, you cannot take the fruit off and bring them into the houses. Sivkotin Mem Vov, Olharida Mimenu, so we said you could also lift up fruit from Chatzar A to the top of the wall and take it down into Chatzar B. Says the Mishabura, Bein She'ervu Kol Echad Bifnei Atzmo, whether each Chatzar made their own Erev, or lo Erevu Klal, or if they made no Erev at all. De Kol HaChatzeros Rishus Achasem, because again, all Chatzeros are considered one Rishus, the Kanal B'Sif Aleph, and therefore as long as the fruit started in a chatzer or on top of the wall, you can carry freely from chatzer A to the wall to chatzer B. It's all going to be fine. But the fruit that started in the bayis, so then we said it depends. If the wall is 4 tefachim, it's usher to lift up the fruit onto the wall, says the Mishabura Memzayim, Pirish. The kosel is rochav arba tefachim. V'atam, the reason why it's usher is the kevan du rochav arba hu makom choshev bifnei atzmo. Since the wall is 4 tefachim wide, it's considered an important place on its own. V'einu batel lagabe shnei chatzeros, and it's not considered batel to the two chatzeros. Ulefikach usher lahalos olav min abatim, and therefore you can't carry onto the wall from the batim. V'gamlo lahorid min akosel abatim, you also can't take down from the wall to bring it into the houses. Then the Mechaber said, but if it's not 4 tefachim wide, then it's mutter. Memches, debepachos me'arba makum p'turhu. Less than 4 tefachim wide is a makum p'tur on top of the wall. Umutter lahalos m'rabatim olov ulahorid mimenu labatim. And to a makum p'tur, you can bring from the houses to the makum p'tur and from the makum p'tur to the houses, and it will be mutter. The Ramah gives a little bit of a stipulation, and he says, ubavad, as long as shalo yachlifu, as long as you don't swap, says the Mishaburis of Kadam Emtes, hainu lahalos m'rabatim ala kosel, even if it's less than 4 tefachim, where we said you could bring from the house onto the wall, but you can't do the following: lahalos and abatim alakosel, to bring from the houses and chatzer A onto the wall, velachzor ulhoridim lachatzer asheni, and then bring the fruit down that started off in the houses and chatzer A and bring it down into chatzer B. Mishum dilma asi la puke la hedyum min abatim lachatzer asheni below anocha bentayim. Because we're worried you might carry from the houses in Chatzar A directly into Chatzar B without putting it out on the wall first. Earlier, the Mechaber brought down two opinions in this halacha. Umiloshon haramah kan mashma dechoshesh lahachmir. For the Ramah here, it's clear that he goes lechumra. Back to the Mechaber, the last case, and that was a case where the wall was gavoa to one chatzer, 10 tfachim, and to the second, it was not 10 tfachim. So we said the case was shekarka shel echad gavoa mishel chavero. Obviously, the ground in one chatzer is higher than the ground of the other chatzer. So the din was, mi she'eno gavoa lo asara, the one that's less than 10 tfachim from the ground of their chatzur to the top of the wall, mutter l'ishtameshbo, they're allowed to make use of the top of the wall, af b'kelim she'shavsu b'bayis, even with kelim asara rough in the house. If kata nun, mutter af b'kelim, umayri k'she'erva la'atzmo, we're talking about a case where this chatzur made an erev on its own, din lo erva, if it didn't make an erev, asar mibayis l'chatzur, you can't even carry out from the house of the chatzur, v'kol shegen l'machitza, certainly not to the top of the machitza. So if there was an erev, you can carry from the house to the chatzur, to the top of the wall, because it's less than 10 tefachim from that chatzur. Says the Mishabur, nun alav diladide, nechshav rosh hakotzur, k'karka chatzur, since it's less than 10 tefachim from the ground of that karka to the top of the wall, the top of the wall is considered like the ground of the chutzer. Kevan she'eno gavo asar tfachim, since it's not 10 tfachim high, v'nicha leilu hishtameh sham, and it's very easy to make use of that area. But the Mechaber then said, v'hasheni, the other chutzer that is 10 tfachim from the ground of the chutzer to the top of the wall, osar lehishtameh shbo, they can't make use of the top of the wall, af b'kelem she'shavsu b'chutzer, even with kelem asar of Shabbos in the chutzer. Why is that? Says in the Shabur and days, the hoel shechaveru mutter mibayis l'mechitza, to have like a chatzero, since the other person is allowed to carry from the houses to the top of the mechitza, because the mechitza for him is less than 10, so it's like his chatzer, im yishamesh gam hasheni al mechitza, if the second guy on the other side is also going to make use of the mechitza, v'yeh reshush shneim shulethes me'mechitza zo, and they're both going to have control over this mechitza, memeilo ye'oser harishon lahotzi mibayis l'mechitza, memeilo it's going to be oser for the first person to take from his house to the mechitza, kevan she'ervo kol echad ve'echad atzmo, since each chatzar made their own eruv, v'alkein, and therefore, i'efshar she'yu shneihem yecholim l'shtameh shalov, it's not possible to have both chatzeros using the top of this wall, so the neila v'nosim ha'reshus l'shtameh l'zeh she'atashmish nicholo b'yoser, so we give the rights to the top of the wall to the chatzar that has the easier use, u'la'harishon. And the first one, the Pnei Shakosel Nomuch Etzlo, since the wall is lower for it, Nicha Le Vioser. It's much easier for them to use it, and therefore they gave the rights to the top of the wall to the Chatzar that has less than 10 Tfachim from the ground of their Chatzar to the top of the wall. Ubesefer Evan Ozer B'Shem Arashba Mekel Lashenu L'Shtamish B'Kelim Sheshoshu B'Chatzar. However, there is a leniency in the Evan Ozer B'Shem Arashba that even the second Chatzar can make use of the wall with Kelim that started off Shabbos in the Chatzar. Then the Mechaber said, V'hu she'akosa rochav arba, this whole deal that we're saying that only the one that's within 10 tfachim can use the wall and the other one can't, that's all if the wall is for tfachim. But if the wall is not for tfachim, they're both allowed to use the wall, even if they each made their own eruv. Says the Mishaburas of Katan on Gimel Mutter l'shneim l'shtamish t'have mokum tur. Because again, if it's less than 4 tfachim, it's a mokum tur, and therefore we have no problem giving each one of the chatzeros rights to use the top of the wall. Let's go weiter in the Mechaber Siv Zayin. Nifratz HaKosel. You have a wall that is separating the two chatzeros, and as of now, they each have to make their own eruv. They can't join together because they're separated by the wall. But now it was Nifratz HaKosel. The wall broke down ad eser amos. If it's up to and including 10 amos, harei hu kepesach. That is like a doorway. And the Mela, they can choose whether they want to make an Erev together or separate. V'hu shelo yehe nifratz b'miluo. Number one, it has to be 10 amos or less. And number two, it can't be that the entire side is broken open. However, v'im nifratz b'yoser me'eser, but if more than 10 amos is open, choshev kechatzer achas, then it's automatically considered like one chatzer, utzrichim lo'orev yachad, and they have no choice but to make one Erev together. The Ramah says, v'kol shekeinim ein b'neyem b'chitza gevoa asarad, certainly, if there's no mechitza between them that's 10 tfachim high, they absolutely must make an erev together. That's not a mechitza. It's considered one big chatzar, and they must make an erev together. So the basic idea of Siv Zayin is that when there's a Pesach between two Chatzeros, they are allowed to make an Erev either together or independently. But that's only if it's a Pesach. A Pesach is up to and including 10 Amos. Once you get beyond 10 Amos, or even if it's less than 10 Amos, but it's the whole side, that's already a Pirtza, and then it's considered one Chatzer, and then you have to make an Erev together. You cannot make independent Eruvin. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sefkotan Nun Dalet, Ad Eser, the Ad Bechlal, up to 10 Amos, and including 10 Amos, is a Pesach. Sefkotan Nun Hei, Harehu Ke Pesach. And therefore, like we said, if they want, they can make two separate Eruvim. And if they want, they can make Eruv together. Like we saw earlier in Sevdalad. As long as it's not broken open the whole side, if that side is broken down the whole way, even if it's less than 10 Amos, then they specifically have to make an Eruv together. The complete way. And therefore, we need that where the break in the wall is, that there's a little bit remaining on both sides. Or if there's only going to be a remnant of the wall on one side, it has to be a board that is 4 tfachim. Rochav, bigova asara. 10 tfachim high with 4 tfachim width. Debelav hachi harehu kemosh nifras bimiluo. If you don't have 4 tfachim of the wall remaining with a height of 10 tfachim, so that is considered nifrats b'miluo, and that means they would have to make an Erev together. V'ayin le'el b'simen shin samach gimbal, sif beiz b'mishaburo mashik asadnu b'zeh. Sif katanun ches, but if the opening is yoser me'eser pirish, v'oz and then afilu nishar min akosel mikanu mikan, even if you have left over on the two sides of the break in the wall, kifle kiflay mimashinofel, more than double, from that which fell down, you have a large amount of wool on both sides, but lemaisa the pirza was more than 10 amos hakol chosh of kenofel. We view it as if the entire wall is down. The ein ze pesach, and this is not considered a doorway. Ela pirza, rather it's a break, and they must make an erev yachad. Sif katan untes dim irvu kol echa leatzmo, because if they each make their own erev, osrim ze al ze, they will aser on each other. Ochen, however, im osu tzura sa pesach b'makom ha-pirza, if the pirza was more than 10 amos and they made a tzuras haPesach over there to close it up, choshev kePesach, that would make it from a pirza to a Pesach. And the male of Imratzu Ma'arvin Shaim, if they want, they have the option of making two separate Eruvin. Sivkotan Samich is going on the Ramah, where he says, certainly if the wall is not 10 tfachim high, v'hu ha-din im kol ha-mechitza gavo asar tfachim, the same din is true if the whole mechitza is 10 tfachim high, elo sheyesh besocha, but within the span of the wall, there's mokum rochav yoser me'eser amos. There is a width of more than 10 amos, she'ein digoven asar tfachim. So there's an area of the wall that's mostly 10 tfachim high, but there's an area that is more than 10 amos that's not 10 tfachim high. Harehu choshev kepirtza gemura. That's like a regular break in the wall, because if it's not 10, it's like it's not there. Utsrichos la'ariv yachad davka, that would be a pirtza, that would make them be considered one chotzer, and they would have to specifically make an Erev together. We will stop here and continue with Hashem in the next year with Siv Ches.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.